the little boy went to school, and they had a new baby in their family, and he told the teacher about it, and the teacher wanted to, of course, wanted to make conversation, make him feel good, and he said to my son, who does the baby take after? Who does it favor? Mm-hmm. Studied men said, well, he said, it's got features like mama, but said it's got fixtures like daddy. And to show you how kids now, you can't talk in front of them because they'll repeat you. Uh-huh. When I had been married 12 years, Loretta had just was in her second year of school. Mm-hmm. So they came home for lunch at that time, or didn't have a lunch program, so they had come home for lunch. So around while I was eating their noonday meal, I said, well, honey, 12 years ago today, your mama got me by the ear and led me to the altar. She didn't let her shirt touch her back till she got school till she told her teacher. Said, guess what, Miss Gill? No, I said, 12 years ago today, he said, mama got daddy by the ear and led him to the altar.
Oh.
Well, Miss Gill completed. She saw us to laugh about it. She knew, you know, what. But told it just as soon as she got to school.
As soon as she got, couldn't even wait. Well, if you were talking about like a woman who says she had a hard life, her husband died, and like if she had six children, all by herself, she had to, in reference to the children, what would you say she had to do to the children?
She had to be the boss or the daddy and the mother both, whatever. I've heard them say I've had to be mother and daddy both.
And
while we're on this, some of these days scratch those things out, sure enough.
Okay, I'll feel if you want me to. Sure, I'll feel it.
After you get through it. That part of it, anyhow, of course. Someone might come through here someday, he never done, said, I want to see Mayor Moon. But, hey, boy, you know what you said over on tape.
No, I didn't think anybody
would
ever do that. That's funny. would they usually say somebody raised six children or reared six children?
Raised.
Right.
And I've heard a lot of, you know, jokes about that. How did they raise them, on the elevator or by the hair of the head? See?
Yeah.
And well, that's what it means.
Uh-huh.
Lift them up.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I still catch myself. I was born and raised in Bay. See?
Mm-hmm. Oh, born and raised. Uh-huh. Right.
And I try to think it. Well, I was reared in Bay.
Mm-hmm.
So I try to, but being a country boy, I still get back and a lot of times say I. Born, I said, you can be, yeah, born, raised there.
Oh.
The word, yeah, you know, we use that.
Yeah.
They spell it, I don't know if it's in dictionary or not, but to spell it Y-E-O-W in writing fiction, you know, and so forth, but I really don't know if it's an accepted word or not. But all these, especially the southern people, use yeah.
I say it all.
And then in Mississippi, they don't say yes, sir, they say yes, Y-A-S.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, sir. And that's, and you know they don't want to be mixed with the colored people in any form or fashion, but they have automatically taken up the nigger's brogue. Yes, sir. He says yes, sir, see.
And so they said it?
Yes, sir.
Huh. If a child had been naughty, you'd say to it, you better be careful or you're going to get a...
whipped, spanked.
Or spanked. Now, if an unmarried woman had a child, you'd call that child?
You mean, if she wasn't married?
If she wasn't married and she had a child, they'd call that child?
Well, he's, I've heard him called Woods Colt.
Woods Colt, yeah.
And I've heard him called Bastards.
Uh-huh.
And, I've heard him called Derelicts.
Oh, Derelicts.
Which really doesn't mean that, but I've heard him called that. And there's some other word I can't think right now what they were called, but you know what the colored boys in Mississippi say when you ask them how many harm into a plant and say how many children you got? I got five, and I always try to joke with them. I said, Kelly, is that all you had?